ambition is one thing, making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast. I'm Raina Sarumpayat and it's Wednesday the 5th of August, a day when the Australian share market rose 0.9% to close at a new record high, a driving force being hopes for an imminent reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. The S&P ASX 200 added 82 points to end at 9,227.8. Technology and mining stocks were the stars, though five of the 11 sectors ended lower, led by bank and energy stocks. For more, I spoke to Junbei Liu, founder and portfolio manager of TenCap Investment Management.
In the last period, we are seeing a little bit of optimism going back into the more AI supply chain, as well as some of the winners, such as the commodity companies like copper businesses and the like. So we are seeing investors slowly going back to the company that's been sold off in the last month. Globally, we actually seen some of the AI businesses rebound quite significantly, and has led to ASX actually pushed all-time high today. So we are seeing the a rebound in sentiment.
So just starting with Wall Street, to new record levels, some big companies, huge companies are reporting earnings overnight. That was key, wasn't it?
Absolutely. We are seeing stronger earnings across Wall Street. In fact, this result season in the US has been one of the strongest reporting season, of course, led by the AI businesses and technology businesses, but also across their consumer and the rest of the economy, things actually seems to be doing pretty well. So earnings absolutely leading it. And also, outlook is still looking reasonably strong.
So let's talk about SpaceX, a more than fascinating company. Obviously, still big losses, but not as bad as feared. Big capital expenditure, but also big revenues.
Absolutely. SpaceX actually delivered a good result. Even though it only just listed recently, the result actually beat expectation by a little bit, but still it's a good result. A share price in the aftermarket, however, seems to be matching a little bit lower, but these are usually not great indicator of what the share price will trade and tomorrow because of it's not very liquid market. Look, there's big hefty expectations out there, but this result certainly have match that expectation. Now, but what's interesting out of this result is that they talk about the very fast growth in its Starlink mobile network business. Now, this is putting a bit of pressure in the local market, across our telco. In fact, around the world, telco have all been sold off somewhat. And then we saw a news headline also, of course, the government is now reviewing the mobile network licenses as well.
And the AI side of the SpaceX business, what would you say about that?
Yeah, that's going well, but all we're seeing is essentially piling a lot of money, a lot of capital expenditure into that space. Whether they will be the ultimate winner, we're still waiting to be seen, but certainly they are matching the capital expenditure spent by many other hyperscalers.
So as you said, SpaceX shares did lose ground, including after the conference call by Elon Musk. Mm. How do you see the shares travelling in the next few days, especially with some of the shares being able to be sold for the first time later this week?
We do think the share price will perhaps be remain under pressure because we all know when it first listed, the valuation is so high. Even though after the share price decline in recent weeks, share price is still at a what's the word astronomical prices relative to everything else that you can compare it to. If the company is growing very big, it has big dreams out there, but it is a big price. So the view is that a lot of insiders will be taking this advantage to sell down some of their stocks and hence will put more pressure on the share price in the near term.
The results haven't reassured anyone that the massive investment in AI is showing signs of paying off at all.
This is a really good question. I think the investors are now started questioning whether the AI hyperscalers, the big businesses spending lots of money on AI, especially forefront of the AI investment, the language models, the hyperscalers, are they going to get return? Many of the hyperscalers in the next 12 months, in fact, will turn cash flow negative because they're spending the big dollar that they're spending on the AI with very limited return outlook. So, hence why we should have a quite a lot of volatility in those share prices in the last month or so as investors question that. At this stage, investors now are moving from piling all their money into these companies instead of those ones because it's harder to call whether they're getting return. They're actually moving to the picks and shovels. So, moving to the data center or the companies and engineering businesses that support or service the data center. So, in other words, companies that are cheaper are actually generating return at this stage.
That was Junbei Liu, the founder and portfolio manager of TenCap Investment Management. And that wraps up the podcast for this Wednesday. Give it a like, a review, and subscribe if you enjoyed it. And don't forget, you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. Many thanks for joining me. I'm Raina Sarumpayat. Catch you next time.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a...
The men's race is over. Time for the women to crank up the gears. Same grit, same grind, only fiercer.
What an incredible performance.
Tour de France Femmes, stream live 1st to 9th of August on SBS and on demand.